Hello, Ponderers, and welcome to Ponder on the Patio, where we share reflections, deep questions, and random thoughts while looking at nature in the patio. In each episode, we will give you two different pondering thoughts from your chief pondering officer, Ray White, and give you more opportunities for you to share your ponderings as well. So sit back, relax, ponder with me as I ponder with you on today's reflections of Pondering on the Patio. Now, here is pondering number one.
What if we were meant to cultivate and not dominate? You know, God gave the Garden of Eden to Adam and Eve to rule over and to be, and have dominion over the land and the vegetation, the animals, everything like that. And I think we as humans have twisted that language of dominion in a sense of domination, ruling over something with oppressive behaviors. But I'm wondering if that wasn't the true intent of the responsibility we've been given to the land. Like, what if it was a way to say, this is yours and you're responsible for cultivating it and restoring it to health and restoring it to its dignity and its worthiness, to ensure that it has what it needs to thrive in this space, and which requires a new set of perspectives, new set of skills, relationships that is geared towards helping and serving than aggression and dominance. I just think we got it all wrong. I think we got it all wrong. I don't think we are here to We're here to cultivate what we've been given to health, to restoration, not for extortion and domination. And how does that change the way that we engage what we have been given as responsibility? How does that change the institutions that we're part of, the relationships that we have with people, the responsibilities that we've been given? Do we start looking at it through a new lens? Do we start looking at it through a new set of, a new heart posture to who we're in relationship with and what we are connected to? It makes me see people with dignity and love than barriers and opposition. It makes me want to take ownership in the things that I'm a part of and connected to, because I want to see it succeed and thrive, and I want to see it done well. And I have a hand and a skill set and can develop the skill sets to make it better, and want to encourage those around me to also see it as an opportunity to make it better too. Because if they win, I win. We win. If it's all cultivated in that way.
And now, here's pondering number two.
So I just attended our school district's African-American Black graduation. And one of the things that was a common thread in a lot of the speakers that spoke at this event was how much of an importance it was to be seen, heard, and valued during their time in the school district. And it was through relationships that helped kept a lot of these students stay and continue the sense of excellence despite their, what the world told them about their skin tone, to be seen as the only in their classroom. They still had a community, they still had people they were connected with that said, hey, I see something in you and I want to ensure that you have what you need to be successful in this space. How well do we take the time to see people, hear them, value their experiences, value who they are, and tell them that they belong? If that message was being told on a regular basis, and that message was told to our next generation, how much more would they feel a sense of confidence and a sense of community, because they know that there are people rallying around them that want to see them to be successful because of who they are, right? So I just hope that we take a moment to ponder who around us do we need to speak life into? Who around us do we need to tell them that they are seen, that they're loved, that they're valued, and they have tremendous amount of worth in this world, and that we will do whatever it takes to help them become successful? And maybe what's beneficial is for us to think about who was that person for us in our lives that spoke life into us, and how do we reflect that and reciprocate that to other people around us? And if unfortunately that didn't happen for you, you're listening to this, you're in this space, how can you be that person for somebody else? Because guaranteed, we need more and more of those voices and more of those spaces for students, for people who do not feel like they belong in this, in the macro society, to know that there are people out there and there are spaces out there growing to increase their level of belonging, because that creates this level of safety and a level of worth and a level of thriving.
Thank you so much for listening to Pondering on the Patio with your host, Ray White. If you like what you heard today, or you have ponderings of your own from what you've heard, please feel free to drop your thoughts in the show notes or hit me up on all social media platforms at Ray Devante, and let me know your pondering thoughts. If you have thoughts you would like to ponder as well, please share your pondering topics with me, and we could ponder together right here on the patio.